battery supply.
Some new photos of a smiling Fidel Castro have suddenly started to be circulated. Is it real or is it fake? What say you, America? And do you even care? At this point, you've got Raul running things, the other Castro brother, so I'm thinking it might be phony. BP says they may have a solution to the oil leak problem, but they're not promising anything. Of course they're not. In the meantime, there's celebrations in Spain over the World Cup, but how about this blast that hit the World Cup watchers in Uganda, killing 64? How sad. Once again, you have to pinch yourself that you're living in America, right? Speaking of living in America, I hope you enjoyed whatever was left of your weekend. Now we're swinging back into a full week for most of us. A lot of people took vacations last week. You know what that's like when you step back into reality. We hope we can ease you into the week by entertaining you and informing you here on ATN with me, Kate Delaney. So left, right, or in between, don't care what flavor you are. Just remember you can always throw in your two cents. I mean that. 800-259-5791. Or if you're at work and you might get busted for sneaking a phone call in, because we know we have some third shifters. You know, there's like 26 million people that work on a third shift. Well, if you're making the donuts or sweeping the floors or driving the trucks or doing whatever it is that you're doing, preparing for a brief maybe, or you're just studying and you tuned us in, you don't want to talk about aliens with that uber famous guy, what's his name, George Noory, then send us an email if you can't get through on the phone lines or you don't want to do it so you don't get busted at work. That's americatonight.net. All right, let's start quickly with promises, promises, and more promises. First, we're going to talk about BP. Then we're going to go into Benjamin Netanyahu and what he has to say about peace in the Middle East. He's trying to beat the drum so that it doesn't go away. With BP, they would love for everything to go away because big punks can't get enough ugly publicity. So here's the thing. They've had too many failures in trying to plug the hole. At this point, yeah, everything's free-flowing. There's nothing stopping the gusher. Now there's going to be this tight seal, they think, that might allow British Petroleum to capture all the crude that is leaking from the well for the first time since this thing started back on April 20th after the Deepwater Horizon exploded, sending 11 people to their deaths and set off this incredible environmental crisis and crisis to the livelihoods of so many people in the Gulf of Mexico, particularly in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. Let's not forget Louisiana. They got slammed big time, the marshlands and all of the fishermen and shrimpers and people who make their living off the waters there. So there's been some progress. By the end of the week, this temporary tight new cap might be on. And then it's all about the relief wells that are being drilled. Two of them should be ready by August. Who knows how much oil is spilled? I'm done on the guessing game there. Scientists weren't allowed to measure it. That was the problem. So it could be anywhere from 88 million to 174 million gallons that have spilled into the Gulf at this point. For my own personal interest, as I'm going to Florida in August, I'm hoping the tar balls, because I'll be on a beach, I'm hoping the tar balls don't wash ashore in the Tampa St. Pete area, but that is a guessing game, too. It remains to be seen how far down it goes. Right now, fingers crossed, Floridians feel hopeful, although Pensacola was hit pretty hard. Jimmy Buffett had a concert the other day to aid in the relief to the people in that area that have lost money. And, yes, some of them are getting checks from BP, but they're behind on the checks or they're not getting as much as they would normally get. And that process has become a mess. Even though there's a third party now getting involved, still there are a lot of people that haven't gotten the money that they need to survive, to pay the mortgages, to get gas, to do the things that they need to do to keep their family floating above water, if you will. All right, this is a quick follow-up before we get to the Netanyahu story, and it has to do with the Middle East. We were talking about this a lot on a previous show. In fact, Tomas in Michigan called and said we should all send a stone to the White House. talking about this barbaric practice that Iran has of stoning women for this whole adultery deal. Iran now, and I said this if you go to americatonight.net, I talked to somebody at State heading into the weekend, and so we knew this story that the 42-year-old woman that got the death sentence and was supposed to be stoned, as of now, Iran is stopping that. And part of it is probably because of the intense reaction over Malik Sharif's possible, not Marie Sharif, her name is Sakina Ashtani's stoning, of what it would generate, the negative pub, I guess, the propaganda, they're calling it propaganda by the West, Iran is. But all these human rights groups that are urging Tehran not to carry out the sentence, it kind of temporarily have, they've halted this. They're, at this point, they're saying they're not going to say she's not going to serve like a life sentence or something's going to happen to her. Because already, at this court in northwestern Iran, they sentenced her to 99 lashes. And then later that year, she was also convicted of adultery, even though she retracted a confession that she says she made under duress. So I think, well, if somebody belted me for 99 times with a whip, you might just say anything after that. So regardless, under Islamic rulings, what happens is she would have been buried up to her head, and then they would have thrown the stones at her to cause as much pain as possible before she was killed. But that now looks like it won't happen. That's a good thing. But what about the future for other women living in Iran and this crazy practice of stoning? We move from that follow-up to Benjamin Netanyahu, who still wants to prime the pump when it comes to peace in the Middle East. Here's what he had to say coming on the heels of a big meeting earlier last week with Barack Obama.
It's going to be a very tough negotiation, but one that I think our peoples are ripe for. Is Hamas going to be a part of it? No. As long as it wants to destroy Israel, it's not going to be a part of it. I don't think we can make peace with an organization that seeks our destruction. That's Hamas. But I think we can make peace with the Palestinian Authority.
Okay, so you heard his take there. They can't make peace with Hamas, and of course they can. Hamas is a bunch of thugs. They might put on a different face to the people that are living there. Mostly, like in the Gaza Strip, you're talking about young boys who are somewhere under 18 years of age and living in pretty much almost poverty and horrible conditions. But it's the Palestinian Authority that Netanyahu mentions. Will we ever see peace in the Middle East? I have serious doubts about that when you think of all the years and all of the arguments over space and land and all that sort of stuff. So very, very, very doubtful that we'll see that. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, we're going to talk about a couple of different things, including what's happening out of the White House, some of the latest that the White House flack, and that's who I call Robert Gibbs, the White House spokesperson. You know, he picks his moments, and he picked a moment, and we're going to go to that moment coming up around the bend. But also, what's happening this week with the economy as we look ahead in business. All that and much more, it's coming up in our next segment on America Tonight.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog.
Wow.
Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull.
Wow.
You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
That has been on there for several weeks that collected 700,000 barrels of oil is off, but the new containment procedure will more than triple our capacity when it's all said and done.
Yeah, promises, promises from the 10th guy down the chain of command. That would be Robert Gibbs, White House spokesperson, talking about BP and this new oil leak effort, what they're doing. Of course, the company's not promising anything, but Robert Gibbs is supposed to build an invisible fence around the president, so he's got to try to spin it in the best possible way he can. You know, let's hold our breath. I'm not wishing ill for trying to fill this gap. Anything that can collect the oil is a good thing, for God's sake. Why do we want it pouring out into the Gulf of Mexico? None of us want to see that happen. And it's, you know, it's a little bit about too much, too late, forget it. A lot of the damage has been done. But better to seal this sucker however they can, even if it's temporary while the relief drilling is going on, than to continue to watch these live pictures of the crude pouring out of now an unabated hole pretty much, because that the other impediment was removed. So that's what it would look like if you went and fished around and clicked on the live link. That's exactly what you would see, my friends. All right, on the business side of things, we talk about the U.S. Chamber is now really taking big swings at the president. They were doing this before a little bit, and a lot of that has to do with, of course, pursuing economic recovery. And what's happening this week, and we'll talk a little bit more in depth about it coming up in future shows, the plan is to lay out this Jobs for America summit. That's all part of what's going on in D.C. Jobs, jobs, jobs. So you've got business groups that are upset, of course, about these crazy regulatory policies that are actually costing jobs. And what the chamber, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, is saying, that the president is pursuing this agenda that sounds good, but it's killing the U.S. economic recovery. And part of the problem is this snail's pace that's happened with private sector job creation, and it's the regulations. But the White House is saying that a lack of regulations is what triggered the economic crisis, and that we need balance, and balance is needed to protect Americans. We need more government red tape, for goodness sake, because we've got to create more jobs on our side. The issue is going to give the GOP, trust me, my friends, a little bit of a weapon, another bullet in the gun, so to speak, in these November midterm elections, where you might see some of the faces change in Congress as all the House seats are up. You know, the Chamber of Commerce is a pretty big lobby, and they represent businesses. And this Jobs for America Summit, what they're talking about is, you know, nothing is in it for the business community. Nothing is in it because the snail's pace, the growing too slow, the only places to get strong growth is in net exports is what an economist is pointing out. And that's where they have nothing, absolutely nothing going on. And the Obama advisor behind a lot of what is going on with the business community is Valerie Jarrett. And they're not, and what the chamber is saying is they're not doing anything to foster any kind of growth. In fact, they're stifling it. Remember when Obama took office, jobs were falling by the wayside. 700,000. The stock market was just in a free fall. And the idea was trying to turn it around. Part of it was because of the big bailout. That's why the fury over bailing out, the crazy thing about banks too big to fail. But now you've got the health care plan. You've got this proposed legislation to cap carbon emissions. And that's regulatory, baby. And that's stuff that affects businesses. So how do you bounce back from that? I think it's going to be a very interesting week when it comes to these meetings about job growth. Along those same lines, the White House is now saying that there are changes to be made to Fannie and Freddie. Listen, we've heard people, the outcry on Fannie and Freddie, and we're going to do something about it. The Senate is supposed to vote this week on the overhaul of the rules of Wall Street. So you got 60 votes that you need to overcome what they would call a procedural hurdle to send a bill to the president for the signature. And that's not happening so far at this point. So the Freddie and Fannie thing has stuck in the craw of many Republicans, and it should. It stuck in my craw immediately. Many of you reacted on America Tonight because they were essentially ignoring any changes to both of those, which caused a calamity financially. They were part of it. It wasn't just the other banks. They were a huge part of what happened in the mortgage industry. The two entities, Buyup Mortgages, are now combined, freeing up home lenders to lend again, is what they're saying. So far they've taken $145 billion. Did you hear that number? $145 billion from taxpayers. That's you and me. And since then, the housing market, of course, collapsed, and losses ballooned at the yin-yang. So when we're talking about financial reform, how can you not have both of those included? And it's true. You can go back to Paulson. It doesn't matter at this point because Paulson's not the guy in charge. But the then Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, it's a joke what he did. I mean, he let the housing market collapse. He was a big part of it. And he didn't come up with any kind of a real solution that helped with the crazy, what was it, like $11 trillion or more of the U.S. mortgages that were falling apart. And that money, or the number I just mentioned, of course, had to do with Fannie and Freddie. So it's ridiculous. the White House has to do something. If they really want these economic changes, if they're trying to do the sleight of hand thing, the three-card Monty, they're not going to get anybody to jump on any of the economic changes, the Wall Street reform deal, unless it includes Fannie and Freddie. So that's what I think that's a little bit about. All right, if you missed it, World Cup action. I said it was very sad in Uganda. At least 64 people, including one American, were killed because there were people watching the World Cup, and somebody used it as an opportunity to unfortunately blast people at a restaurant and a rugby club in Uganda. And Al-Qaeda is linked to this. They had simultaneous explosions that went through the rugby club and the restaurant. So altogether, right now, because it could be more, but about 64 people and the one American I mentioned. And it went off when people were watching the game on Sunday, Spain and the Netherlands, which Spain won in extra time, 1-0. So it's sad that that happened to those people. They were watching a big screen TV, and that's when the bombs went off. And witnesses just described it as all of a sudden they're looking out, and all they see is black and smoke. The ones who are surviving this, and the police originally thought it was one of Somalia's militant groups, but they believe that it was Al-Qaeda in some roundabout way, and the simultaneous attacks were pretty much hallmarks, if you will, of what's happened there before. So it was probably an Al-Qaeda linked group in some way. So how awful is that for folks that are just sitting there trying to take advantage of the big screen and watch with a group of people? Scary. Very scary. Like I said, it makes you think about living in the United States and what you want to see happen in the future, and why you need to have a voice and speak up when you think things are going in the wrong direction. Speaking of that, I have a great movie for you to watch that I watched on the advice of a couple people, including Tomas, who called us in Michigan. And when I had said something about it, he mentioned it. It's called Unthinkable. And you really have to just sit down. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. Just watch this movie. I'm imploring all of you, watch it. And then let me know what you think about it, because all the things that we talk about on this show kind of get wrapped up into what this script was that was so well done. Samuel L. Jackson, I was just riveted to it. And it does relate to what we're talking about with terrorism. And ultimately, what do you do here in the United States? How do you protect our way of life, but don't completely change our way of life based on what others might or might not do to us in the future? Just food for thought. Unthinkable. Hang with us. More to come around the bend here on America Tonight.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days, get out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Said on Sunday that the federal effort to try to stop illegals just is not working, folks. It's not working. The Justice Department, remember last week, filed a lawsuit claiming that the Arizona law stepped on the toes of the feds and the federal enforcement responsibilities and actually pushed for a U.S. District Court judge to prevent the law from ever seeing the light of day, which it will at the end of July unless there's an injunction. You know, and here's the thing. I agree with what Kyle says. It'd be one thing if the federal government had its arms around the border already, but they've done nothing but screw up border security for the most part. I know some great, great Border Patrol agents. They work their rear ends off. They do. They do a fabulous job. I'm not even pointing fingers at the Border Patrol agents. I think they're overworked, underpaid, and there's not enough of them. It's not about them. It's about the bungled mess of this cat and mouse game that's been played for too long, and the law's not being enforced, so it's too late. It's been decade after decade after decade. Arizona needs help. They need some kind of additional law enforcement types, boots on the ground, whatever, to help them. That's what they're saying, and that's why that law came about in the first place. But then you have the White House saying, look, you can't have a patchwork of 50 states coming up with their own immigration policy, but you can when no one does a damn thing about it. What do you do when you're the governor of a state and that's your charge? You're the governor. Your phone's ringing off the hook. You're getting 10,000 emails and you have a legislative body. And the idea is you're trying to do the best you can to serve the people of your state. You're trying to go through everything, whatever it is, schools, roads, etc., everything, all the infrastructure that's necessary in the state, and minus all the federal help, right? So in this case, when you're not getting any federal help and you have nothing but an avalanche of problems, something's got to give. I agree with Senator Kyle. And now you have the White House saying, well, look, we need a bipartisan approach to this and we need reform now. We'll see. Tick tock, tick tock. That's all I'm going to say. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw on your in your two on any of the stuff that we're talking about or anything else. Let's jump to Sam across the border in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How about you?
Simply fantastic. Well, can't I say simply fantastic?
No, you always say simply fantastic. That's you need to trademark that that little line. That is your tagline.
Okay, sorry to get off your subject for one moment, but the way a certain LeBron James marketed himself, like someone said, and I'll clean it up for you, he's so full of you-know-what, my butt's jealous. That's the way he said it. What, you know, and I heard someone saying on a certain radio, sports radio network, what would have happened if he would have said, oh, make it 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon during the final of the World Cup? You think a lot of people would have switched to watch? I don't think so. I think he's just marketing himself just to say, oh, I'm LeBron James and you're not.
Well, that's what it came off as to me. And I think it's crazy to think about this. It's crazy to think about all the things that we have going on where you have this basketball player. People are so enthralled by this whole thing that they did tune in, to watch it. I think Americans that are basketball crazed, maybe they would have.
Yeah.
Or at least in the three areas that thought they had a shot at him, whether it was New York or Miami or Cleveland.
Right.
You know, maybe the people would have tuned in there. But it's crazy what a big spectacle it became. And I started to think about this and started to think about the signing of some really super big players, and they didn't call special press conferences where they held people captive for 1 hour on a network. It was very
self-centered.
Self-centered and cheesy. I didn't even watch it because I had too many other important things to worry about, like oil gushing out into the Gulf and you know, immigration killing us on the border and whatever. And look, I'm all about, I love sports and I love going to games.
I know.
But when the players take over, when the players who are massively marketed anyway become bigger than the game itself, forget about it. I'm not interested.
Right. Well, okay. Talking about immigration. Okay. Obviously, you know, isn't that technically under Washington, D.C. and not the state of Arizona?
Well, there are federal laws on the books, but they have done nothing.
Right.
And the argument is, from the federal point of view, they're saying constitutionally Arizona can't do that. They can't make a law that usurps their law, what they already have.
Right.
But it's a tricky thing. I think Arizona can because of ultimately trying to protect the people in that state. But it's going to be up for a judge to interpret it. It's about the Constitution. It's tricky.
Because let's say it does go all the way to the United States Supreme Court. And for argument's sake, the Supreme Court sides with the state of Arizona. Next thing you know, states California and Texas and don't know what other states border with Mexico could say, okay, we'll do the same thing, and maybe states that border with Canada, like Vermont, New York, Washington, Maine, you know, et cetera, might do the same thing. That's if it goes all the way to the United States Supreme Court.
Well, and there's already, Sam, not to interrupt you, but there's already 14 states that are looking at it. Oklahoma, is one of them. Nevada is one of them. California won't admit it, but I heard they're really one of them, even though publicly they're not. So there are other states that are watching to see what Arizona, what happens with Arizona. You're right. And then where does it go from there? Here's what I think it does.
What?
If the feds don't get off their rear end and do something about it, this was a massive cry for help from Arizona.
Okay.
So the governor is saying, do something. Why haven't you done anything? Help us. I've knocked on the door 100 times and you're just not answering. So now I got to take matters into my own hands by signing this law into effect to help the people of my state who are trapped by all of this. So we'll see.
Right.
I think it's disgraceful that you have the government suing Arizona. I think it's ridiculous.
Right.
It's a waste of taxpayers. We're 13 trillion, 14 trillion in debt, and we're wasting money on this kind of a lawsuit because it's going to cost a bunch of money.
You know, and I'm thinking, okay, with all due respect, why would Oklahoma and Nevada care? Because they don't border with any provinces in Canada.
What they care about is they care about the amount of illegals and the gangs and what's happening in their businesses and meat packing plants and whatever, all of that.
Oh, okay.
So they care about the illegal, really south of the border, people coming in and the jobs and that whole situation there. They're having the same problem because it's not just border states. There are a lot of problems in other places where you have people that are living under the wire, and whether it's a job situation or whether it's a gang situation, which is really the worst. The criminals and the drug people, that's the ones you really want to catch for sure, because that's destroying the fabric of whatever neighborhood or whatever areas that might already have problems. It's just making them that much worse. It's an intriguing thing to see where this lawsuit goes. Hey, Sam, you have a good one.
Take care.
All right, 800-259-5791, or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. It's not so much on the northern border at all. There's not the concern there. It's the southern border. So the Justice Department hasn't even ruled out filing another lawsuit challenging the immigration law if evidence shows that racial profiling is at work. Now, try proving that. The attorney general is on the defense and the offense all over this whole thing. So last week they filed the one lawsuit. Now they're saying that it didn't deal with concerns about racial profiling, so they might focus on that problem because that's what they're concerned about. In 6 months or maybe a year from now, they're going to look into the impact on racial profiling if that happens. If they can prove that and they have material for a suit, now they're talking about a second lawsuit. This first one hasn't even gone through the ringer, and they're talking about a second one. So the Arizona governor is always getting wind of all this stuff because she gets the phone call immediately. As soon as it leaves Holder's lips, the attorney general, somebody calls the Arizona governor. She keeps defending the state immigration law. She's saying, look, it's constitutional. And she keeps saying the same thing. She's beating the drum hard on this one. If the federal government would have done something in the first place, perhaps we wouldn't have gotten to this point. But if they would have included racial profiling in the suit, they should have if they thought it was an issue. So now that's like a threat, you see. So they didn't initially put it in there, but they just want to make sure, oh, by the way, if this doesn't work, because they're not saying that, but that's what they're really thinking, we're going to try to get you on racial profiling. That's what we're going to try to do. Because there's nothing in there now. Nothing. And I'll tell you, I think that if they are really certain about training, they can absolutely enforce this without racial profiling. Because there's no way to go after anyone unless they have broken the law along some other lines, unless they're pulled over for something else. So now the governor has to defend the people in Arizona on top of all this other stuff. She's like, look, I'm not against diversity. It's what the country's founded on. This is the thing. I'm not against that at all. It just means legal immigration. And here's the thing. I'm not averse to what's happening. I understand what the issues are and how we need to relate to people and how we need to relate in regards to civil issues that are happening around us. I mean, give me a break on this, because she's just getting, I mean, she's getting annihilated with boycotts and everything else. All right, stick with us. Dungeon coming up. Yeah, we're rolling her out next on America Tonight.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
So you know when you have an idea and you start to kind of tell people, but then that idea turns out to be a really good idea, and you regret that you said it out loud because your buddy who's been running with your posse for a long time suddenly decided to steal it and run with it and create his own spin-off business? Yeah, it's not good. It's called intellectual property. And a lot of people don't realize how easy it is to watch that slip through your fingers, particularly if you've built a unique business. I mean, actually any kind of business, but the unique ones that really take off, that's where somebody might want to sink their teeth into it. So I thought it'd be fun here on America Tonight to have somebody who's embroiled in just such a lawsuit join us to tell us what it's like. His nickname is the Rear View Rembrandt, if you will. Even the Duke of Derriere. Gotta love that. His name is Crandall Lee Newton, and he is the original butt sketch artist. I mean, this business really took off. Think about it. What a novel idea at parties or other functions to have people have their butts sketched. And he's in our virtual green room right now. We're going to usher him in. Crandall, thanks for popping on America tonight.
It is so wonderful to be with you, and that introduction was so clear.
Hey, I got to ask you this before we get into this intellectual property thing and somebody ripping you off with that. How did you come up with this idea? You've been doing it for like 2 decades. How did you get this light bulb moment?
Well, you know, I like to say I'm this really brilliant guy, but it did evolve. The quick story is I quit an engineering job to pursue art full time. Went down on the street corner in a popular tourist spot in Dallas, sell my paintings, and for about 2 years I went through a starving artist routine. Well, about that mark, I attempted to do a painting of a parade scene, people from behind.
Mm-hmm.
This gentleman drove by, he saw the sketch, and really insisted on buying it. I resisted at first because I wasn't done, but I needed the money, so I sold that. Well, lo and behold, I did another and another. 6 months later, it was August of 1987, I coined the phrase, the original butt sketch. And I actually had a sign where I was charging people based on their shape, you know, if they were flat, round, or regular. And it was just kind of a joke hanging out, and we're doing the sketch, and lo and behold, the crowd started to form and really became kind of a buzz. And then a local media in Dallas picked up on it, and then that parlayed into some national press. Start traveling the country, and really, it just before I knew it, this thing was on fire.
So how many rear ends, if you will, do you think you sketched 150,000 or so?
Oh, I think I've exceeded the quarter million mark. Ooh. I celebrate 23 years, and that's over 500,000 cheeks, if you think about it.
Have you ever sketched anyone famous?
Oh, yeah. I've been in the good fortune of a lot of people, people like John Goodman, Vanessa Williams. Did a party for Kate Beckinsale not too long ago, and Drew Barrymore, and those types of folks were there. A lot of sports people. Every few years I go out to Lake Tahoe to, it's a celebrity golf tournament, and I'm in the hospitality tent, and we know we're sketching all the athletes. You're talking about your Jordans, your Barclays, your Peyton Mannings. So these people have all been exposed to the sketch, and it's really a cool moment because here, you know, on Sundays or whatever, I'm cheering for them. But for that brief moment, they're actually wanting what I have.
Yeah, you got to love that. No kidding.
Cool feeling.
No kidding. And like you said, there's a lot of jokes, you know, that you can crack over this whole butt-sketching thing. But
you line them up, and I'll knock them down. How's that?
There you go. I'm trying so hard. So,
okay.
So you know, it's all different. You do it different ways. There's different ways. Like somebody could have jeans on, somebody could have shorts on, right? Is that kind of the thing? It's just whatever.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's just put it in your listeners' mind so they don't wreck their cars or trucks right now. It's really just a backside sketch I do of people from head to toe, fully clothed. It's done in charcoal. It takes about 2.5 minutes a butt, so it's a relatively quick sketch. We do men, women, children, families. Like you did in your setup, you know, we do a lot of events, a lot of corporate stuff. We do colleges. We do grandma's 80th birthday party. You name it. I mean, people's imagination has taken this thing all over the place, literally.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely. So it takes off, and you can't be doing all this sketching yourself, right? It evolves into a bigger company. You had to hire some people, I'm assuming.
Yeah, exactly. Again, the buzz for it, I coined a phrase in August of 87, and the buzz really started the beginning of 88. And it was really nuts. I mean, TV, the radio interviews, all this kind of good stuff. And I was having sleepless nights because I'm thinking, wow, it wouldn't take much for some large entity to come along, grab this, and they run with it. So at that point, I saw it and successfully, through an attorney, got a trademark on Butt Sketch, which was a really cool moment because if nothing else, I may not go on to make any money, but at least I own a trademarked idea. And as things took off, I did start adding artists. And really, it just, one of the things I didn't count on initially, I hired them just to do overflow. you know. But then I didn't count on the fact that they would go out and really have their own personality, and that created more business. So we started mushrooming and adding more artists, all based out of Dallas initially. Because let's face it, you know, given the name Buttsketch, I just can't have anybody doing anything with this because, you know, it would certainly kill my reputation.
Sure.
You know, someone did something lewd or offhanded. So not to overplay the quality control aspect, but there's a certain quality that goes into this.
Right. And then that's what happened with this Michael Bergenholtz. He stole the name and decided he was going to use it, right?
Yeah, actually, he's an event planner type. Well, he was a DJ and he's hiring other people as he was putting together parties. And we did business briefly for less than a year. And the relationship really wasn't a great business relationship. And at that point, I decided to cease doing business with him. In fact, through my attorney, we sent a cease and desist letter that we were no longer doing business, removed from your website or any promotional material the name Buttsketch. Well, lo and behold, well, he agreed that he would do it, but lo and behold, that was not the case. Recently, I found out that not only was he using the name Buttsketch, he was actually using my likeness.
Mm.
So clearly promoting something I was unaware of, profiting from it, that kind of a deal.
Right. So then, you know, you go the attorney route, you got to do the lawsuit thing, all that stuff,
right,
after the cease and desist. And it's about that intellectual property that you learned about, right, and how important. I know there's people listening. It's what I said. You have ideas. They're out there, and you don't realize that, boom, they can get ripped off like that if you don't trademark them, copyright them, et cetera. Then you've got your intellectual property, and you have a leg to stand on like you do, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's real important for entrepreneurs. You know, in the embryonic stage, you're sort of excited about, you know, the reaction. Maybe you're making some money. But one of the things you have to really key in on is protecting yourself legally. And, you know, with the growing presence of the web, there's probably new parameters in which you need to protect yourself. But your basic trademark on a name, and then certainly copyrighting any material that's produced, whether it's a song or a sketch or those types of things. Because, trust me, there are those people out there that try to take your idea, and they will, you know, certainly if it's a good one, and do their best to profit off of it without any proceeds going to, you know, the owner.
Right, exactly.
So it's really important, you know, when you start your business, that's one of the key things to set up is really how to protect yourself, you know, do your homework, search to make sure that you're not, in fact, encroaching on someone else. But if you have an original idea, original, whether it's a name or a concept, do your homework, seek some type of legal advice in terms of protecting your intellectual property. Because it will, you know, people will attack it, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Good luck on this lawsuit and, of course, with a thriving business. We might have to do some butt sketches here for America tonight. But, Crandall Lee, thanks so much.
I would love to come in the studio and get your cake.
There you go.
We'll cast that all over the air. But, yeah, anytime, we're flying all over the place doing these things.
All right. We love it, Crandall. Thanks so much for coming on.
Okay, really appreciate it, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, you can check out Crandall's work if you go to buttsketch.com. It's really funny stuff. Again, buttsketch with the two T's, sketch.com. And it has turned into a thriving business, like he said. All right, coming up on the flip side, we go from entrepreneurs and lawsuits to odds and ends.